Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. We are super excited to be devoting ourselves to the Lord with you today, the special Wednesday, or whatever day you're listening. So why don't we just go and hop in, baby?
Yeah, let's do it, y'all. Today, we are reading out of Hosea 6:6, and it is titled, Driven by God's Love. It says, I want you to show love, not offer sacrifices. I want you to know me more than I want burnt offerings. The love letter from God says, Beloved child, I want to spend more time with you. I see how hard you try to live for me, and I want to take the pressure off of you. It isn't what you do in your own effort. It is what I do through you. I love you no matter what. Surrender your heart to me, so that I can give you a life full of the love that you crave. If you seek me, you will hear my voice. If you look to me more than you look to others, you will begin to live driven by my love instead of by your strength. You will love with a heart like mine. Love your Heavenly Father. The reflection says, we often try to do religious things to get closer to God, but God is clear in Scripture that it is not religious activities that connects our hearts to His. Our love is shown by our desire to please Him and live for Him alone. If you're tired of trying to prove your love for God by religious activities, then stop and give your heart to God. The Treasure of Truth says, it isn't just what we do, it's how we love.
Yeah, I love that because I'm sure you all have heard me say this in the past, but I always say that we shouldn't steal God's blessing. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, if Tori and I take a couple friends out to dinner and we want to pay for the meal, mm-hmm. and then they're like, oh, you don't need to do that. Or, oh, let me pay. I'm like, no, we're going to pay and don't steal the blessing, mm-hmm. you know, because we're offering to bless these people. And whenever they say things like, oh, you don't need to do that, that belittles the experience that Tori and I would feel. And of course, I'm just using it as a metaphor for the whole thing I'm trying to relate back to this devotional. And what I mean is that if we are putting too much emphasis on what we are doing for God, because a lot of us, you know, have a desire to please God and have a desire to love others and support others and sacrifice for others. We all have a desire to do that. But if we're putting such a large emphasis on that, what we can slowly start to do, and it kind of creeps in, we can slowly start to steal God's blessing. And what I mean by that is that it's somewhere in the back of our head, and this isn't the key for everybody, but it's important for us to think about it and acknowledge it. But in the back of our head, we start to say, well, God, your sacrifice for me wasn't in vain. You didn't make a mistake by sacrificing for me. And we low-key try to earn His salvation that He's given us freely. Mm-hmm. And we don't do it on purpose, and we don't do it intentionally all the time. But our need for godly activity in our life can point to our desire to deserve God's love,
yeah.
versus the other side of it, which is freely accepting God's love, and that love drives us to love. And yeah. I mean, I think the most simple way to put it is something you say a lot is, are you operating out of love, or are you operating for love or to mm-hmm. be loved?
Yeah, no, it's so good. I actually was just talking to a friend about the same thing this past week, is sometimes we want to earn God's grace, and sometimes we do certain things in our lives to be like, okay, well, if I share this and it impacts this one person and then they decide not to do this thing, then my past is redeemed. Yep. And something that you actually shared with me, babe, probably almost 2 years ago now, is nothing that I do is going to redeem my story. Like, what Jesus did on the cross already redeemed my mm-hmm. story.
Yeah.
And I feel like I struggle with that a little bit of like, oh, well, if I do this, or I share this, or I, you know, can talk to this many people, then it'll be redeemed. And Chad's very blunt reminder that was so pivotal for me was, no, I operate from redemption, and from that redemption, I can share of God's love and God's grace, yeah. and I can actually experience the healing power of His grace when I first recognize that Jesus died for me, knowing what I would do in some of my worst moments.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't want to get too dramatic with the way, how I say this, but it's important for us to acknowledge this, that like we cannot ever work hard enough to earn God's salvation.
Yeah.
Because our sin led us to eternity away from God. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what does that require in order to be saved? An eternal debt needs to be paid.
Right.
From an eternal God.
Yeah. Right? A perfect sacrifice.
A perfect sacrifice, right? Yeah. And so we could never sacrifice enough to ever earn that.
Yeah.
And it, you know, the easiest analogy I've ever heard is that, you know, if you have a really, really nice car like a Ferrari,
yeah,
and someone wrecks it, mm-hmm, and you're like, oh no, you're fine. I have a 2004 Honda Civic I'll give you. It's like, no, like that, the, you know, the
exchange rate doesn't work.
The exchange rate doesn't work. Yeah. And so the exchange rate for, like, we can't earn God's grace. And so the reason why we're harping on this a bit is not that we shouldn't go out and do these lovely good works, but mm-hmm, we do it out of love.
Yeah.
We just have to check ourselves to make sure that we're not secretly doing this to be loved.
Yeah. No, the good works come from knowing that we are loved, mm-hmm, and having experienced grace that compels us to do good, yeah, works. We don't do good works to get the grace.
Amen.
Yeah.
We're driven by God's love.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to pray us on out?
Yeah, I'd love to. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're good. We thank you for your sacrifice, Lord. We thank you that you desire a relationship with us, that you pour out your grace on us every single day, that your mercies are new every single morning. Every time we come to you, God, in confession, you lavish us with your grace, God, and we couldn't be more thankful. Lord, so I just pray as we open up the floor for our listeners to pray that we would not hold anything back, Lord, that we would pour it all out on the table for you, Lord, and just experience you and receive your grace so that we can move forward driven by it. So cover.
Abounding love, so pure, love so abounding, we will endure.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. We appreciate you tuning in.
And we'll be talking to y'all tomorrow.
Love you. Bye.